time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And there's so many things that help you lead a healthy lifestyle, but how about the things that confuse us about what is truly healthy and what might not be? And for those of you that listen to my show or are in my program, I'm always on a mission to figure out what things might not be what they seem to be. So let's talk about foods that might not be zero calorie foods. And there are a lot of them out there. As I was talking to clients a few weeks ago, I was faced with an individual that started gaining weight. Not a lot of weight, but as you become familiar with the signs of weight gain and you become in tune with your body, you're able to really recognize even the slightest weight gain patterns. And the people that are in my program are used to the intake that are brought into their world by the foods that they take in, and even the slightest bit of weight gain might throw them off. So I had this person show me their food log, and I started looking at everything that they were eating, and I noticed an overabundance of zero-calorie food items. And as we have all been to the grocery store, we pick up these items, and yes, some of them don't really taste appealing. Some of them do taste okay in moderation, and it really does depend on tolerance level. It depends on how often we use them. It depends on the amount of portion that we use. But we also tend to get used to the level and the portions of the zero calorie items that we use, and we tend to start to tolerate them. So what I'm referring to here are the zero calorie dressings. There's zero calorie syrups, there's zero calorie butters, zero calorie cooking sprays. There's a lot of spices, popcorn seasonings, and if you look at the labels, they say zero across the board. I've always wondered, how could something have zero calories? Now, I realize that there are a lot of spices that really truly don't have calories. But when we are looking at something that tastes like butter, looks like butter, and has the flavoring of actual butter, how could it have zero calories? And furthermore, when we are talking about something like cooking spray, and I realize that if you look at the label, clearly written on the label, it will tell you in super small font that you really truly need a microscope, I'm not even going to say lens, to read. If you take the time to read it, it specifies exactly the amount of portion that would give you zero calories. And I'm going to talk about that today because I did a couple experiments, and I'm going to enlighten you on what I found out about these ingredients and these products. And I'm going to kind of give you the end result of what came about when I looked at this this log from this person and what her outcome was after my little investigation. So does your non-stick cooking spray really have zero calories? Are you among those individuals who are too conscious about their figure? And with that, are you somebody that does consider these products? And are you doing it to maintain your weight? I'm pretty sure if you're somebody that's ever grabbed the zero calorie chocolate syrup and tried it, you are somebody that has tried it because you are conscious about your weight. And I'm not talking about low calorie. I'm not talking about low sugar. I am talking about the products that say zero calorie. And if you are somebody and you are reading this right, it does say zero. Indeed, the numbers are there. And not only does it say zero calories, it might say zero sodium, zero carb, zero protein, goose eggs, straight down the middle. So if this is you, continue to listen and continue to learn. Turn the nutrition label over or break out that magnifying lens and look at the teeny tiny font or Google it, because you're going to be surprised to see that there are zero calories in a serving. Yes, they aren't lying to you, but there are a lot of other diet products out there, like diet sodas, that have zero calories due to artificial sweeteners and flavorings, and those truly have zero. But something like cooking spray, something like these syrups, these chocolate flavorings, I've even seen marshmallow fluff and zero-calorie peanut butter. There's a whole line of these products, and they're popping up more and more. If you've ever been to Woodman's, I think there's an entire aisle of them there. But my point is this. Skim the ingredient list, because brands like Pam or Pam Butter Flavor, the first three ingredients are canola oil, palm oil, and coconut oil. So I ask you, how is it that the first three ingredients are oil, but yet there's zero calories? That right there should have been the light bulb. And I'm a little ashamed to say that it's taken me this long to actually do a show about this. Costco's Kirkland brand sells canola oil spray, and the first ingredient is actually canola oil. There are no artificial ingredients in sight, but the numbers still don't add up. And actually, this is the spray that I do use. And again, I'm ashamed to say that I use it because it is economical, it's quick, it's easy, and it feels like the bottle lasts forever. So how does a product claiming to use real oil have zero calories? If you are now sitting here going, oh, geez, she's ashamed. I'm pretty ashamed, too. I can't wait to hear this. Well, sit down and sit down tight, because I turned my kitchen into a science lab. Turns out that most cooking sprays and their labels use the serving size of about 1/3 of a second to calculate the calories. It's clearly written, you guys. It says it right on there. 1/3 of a second is a serving size. And so here we have again how the manufacturers and the marketing world is taking advantage of the consumer, because they're not lying to us. It clearly says it right there on the back. One serving size is zero calories, because 1/3 of a second truly is zero calories. So in reality, there are about 8 calories in a 1 second spray. So let me take this a step further. First off, I'd like to point out that it is physically impossible for anybody to spray a aerosol can for 1/3 of a second. I wish I could demonstrate with a sound bite on how fast 1/3 of a second is. You couldn't even hear it. It would be so fast. A second is even too fast to demonstrate. So now I want you to all take a minute and visualize yourself spraying your skillet. If you're anything like me, it sounds like this. Right? And that's if I'm going kind of on the light side. So how many calories are you really consuming when you're spraying a pan? Well, again, I tested this out, and I was being very, very conscious to do a real test and not amplify anything. So I took a 13 by 9 inch glass pan, a 9-inch square glass pan and a 9-inch metal cake pan to see how long it would really take to coat each one. So after a few rounds, I estimated that it took 3 to 4 seconds to adequately spray, on average, each one of these. So this turned out to be only 30 calories. So that's not so horrible, because 30 calories, as we know, is not a lot. But I want to now take you to the next level. So first off, this isn't zero calorie. Secondly, when we are using cooking spray the way we're supposed to, you might just coat it really fast, 3 to 4 seconds. When you're using it instead of oil, or instead of butter, which I know a lot of people do, then we're using it in the wrong way. So let me now take you back to my kitchen, and I'm going to do another demonstration. This time I wanted to get a really true amount of how much cooking spray is used. So I took my skillet, I put it on the food scale, and I teared it out. And if you don't know what that means, is I put the food scale down, I put the skillet on there, and I cleared out the number on the scale so that I would have a zero figure on the food scale. Now I sprayed the cooking spray on the skillet as if I was cooking my vegetables. Now, I'm somebody that has for years and years avoided oil because I was in the mindset that oil is bad. And of course, too much oil is bad. But using the right type of oil, such as olive oil, is much better than using canned canola oil from a spray can that is canola oil. So I resumed back to my spraying experiment. And it turns out that I had used 120 calories. Of cooking spray to coat my Brussels sprouts. So here I have my Brussels sprouts that I had been calculating as being 50 calories for all of these years. Turns out they weren't just 50 calories. So despite the nutritional label skewing the realistic serving size, we still think that using cooking spray is going to cut down these calories. 1 teaspoon of canola oil provides about 40 calories. And so you're still keeping the calories down if you just took a teaspoon of actual canola oil and put it on your skillet. And so with that being said, you are much better off using an olive oil or using an oil that is healthier for you. Not only are you using something that isn't full of trans fats, you're using a healthier fat source, you're saving money, and you are aware of your intake. All right, so sorry to shock you, but it is my job to bring awareness to you. So, another sad and shocking fact, and you know it's coming, but spray butter. One brand of spray butter, Parquet, lists that its recommended serving size is 5 sprays. However, what the label does not disclose is that there are a shocking 832 calories and 93 grams of fat in 1 8-ounce bottle. I know. In other words, pouring the butter right out of the bottle to pour onto your steamed vegetables or dumping it on your AirPop popcorn is not a good idea. And you're still indulging. You're fooling yourselves. And I know I did it for years and years and years. It is a full fat snack. Now, it is suggested, however, that you do just spray 5 squirts on your popcorn. But if anybody's ever truly tried to do this, you're not getting the flavor of it with 5 squirts. Even if you stuck to this and you truly only used 5 squirts, it would accumulate up to this highly processed chemical storm. Because now let's take it a step further and let's look at what is in the spray butter. And this I have said for years and years and years. It is a mix of 10 ingredients, which are all controversial, including a bunch of words that I can't pronounce, with artificial flavors and natural colorings that make it taste and look so good. Furthermore, every nutrition fact listed on the label says zero, including all of the healthy and unhealthy nutritional values. The only exception is for sodium. And it will say on there clearly that there is a little bit of sodium for every 5 sprays. So, to spray or not to spray. So after I read this, of course I was sad, but I made myself an egg. And it had been years, probably decades. I was so used to using this spray butter, and I'm wondering now how much this is going to change your outlook. I went in the refrigerator, I took out a stick of real butter, and I put it on the skillet for a split second. I calculated out how much real butter I used to coat the pan. It was far less than the amount of cooking spray that I used because I was conscious of it. I was sticking to an amount that I knew was realistic. And believe it or not, I know that 1 tablespoon of butter has 100 calories and 11 grams of fat, but I used a trace of it, a teeny tiny trace of it, and the total amount that I used was actually 25 calories worth. It tasted so much better and truly, really was life-changing. So in terms of spray butter, about 75 sprays will equal 1 tablespoon. But again, that is if you're going to sit there and truly count it. So if you are just joining us, you missed all the bad news. And I'm sorry you're going to have to rewind and listen to it all. But you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. And I am talking about zero-calorie syrups, zero-calorie butters, zero-calorie sprays. So what about the FDA? How does the FDA allow this? How does the FDA allow manufacturers to label food products as being fat-free? Well, here's the deal. There are laws, there are rules, and the rule is this. If it has less than 0.5 gram of fat per serving, the FDA is allowed to label it as fat-free. So basically, the manufacturer just has to create the serving size to be small enough in order for it to abide to this rule. A product can also be labeled calorie-free if it has less than 5 calories per serving. So this is just genius marketing. You're taking a product and you are dividing it up into minuscule, micro-minuscule servings, and you're getting away with it. So in terms of the fat, it's important to remember that healthy fats do exist. And I have an entire show on this. You can page back and look for it. It is a necessary part of our diets when consumed in moderation. And believe me, not only will you feel better, but you are going to look better even. There's a huge difference between monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats and trans fats. Trans fats are the ones that are going to put you at risk of heart disease, stroke, and these are the ones that coagulate in your body. And so using the right types of fats are really the ones that are going to be game changers for you and help you live a healthier lifestyle. So many of us are trying to watch our calories, and so many of us are driven just by the calories. But we don't realize that we're filling our lives up with all of these chemicals. And although they might taste good, I do know that there are repercussions to this. And not only do they and will they cause weight gain, but so many people tend to have stomach issues with this. The big picture is a lot of these spray butters are made up of soybean oils. buttermilks and thickening agents that truly cause digestive issues amongst people. And that is one thing that I really kind of warn people about. This gal that had me look at her log, she had been complaining about stomach problems for quite some time. And all of these zero-calorie toppings, her palate and anybody's palate gets so used to all of that fake sugar that you become accustomed to it. You can live without all of that syrup. Try breaking away from it. Or try making your own spray butter, and I actually have a great recipe for you. So there is a homemade butter recipe that you could make and put it in a spray can and use it yourself. So basically what you do is you get a spray bottle and make sure it's obviously a clean one, wash it really well. 8 ounces of very light flavored extra virgin olive oil. And you can actually buy at Walmart or pretty much any grocery store. I know Woodman's has it, butter extract. So what you do is you put in a couple drops of this butter extract in the extra virgin olive oil. And so now you're going to fill the bottle up with the oil, put 2 teaspoons of butter extract in there, and you want to give it a gentle shake each time you use it. And now give yourself a couple sprays. Now you're getting the healthy oil along with the taste of butter. And if you spray this on your popcorn, just be very aware of the calories that you're taking in and don't spend all day spraying. So much more is going to come out of an aerosol can than a pump can. And you can actually buy, they're called Mistos. They're made for this. So you can put this in a Misto and pump it out. The Mistos are actually aerosol. But like I said, keep in mind that when you are doing aerosol, it's going to come out a lot faster. You're going to get a lot more in that. So if you're doing the pump, then you'll realize exactly how much more you're getting. So, all right. So what about your syrups? What can you do if you're somebody that is so acclimated to all of this sugar-free, zero-calorie syrup? Well, maple-flavored syrup is considered a great source for people that are suffering from diabetes or who are looking for some kind of flavor. But there are certain things that you should be careful for when you're buying syrup. First of all, make sure that you're getting real maple syrup. And this is something that I have always found confusing. There's maple syrup, the real stuff. Look at the price tag. That will be the give-all. And then there is the maple-flavored syrup. The maple flavored syrup, these are the ones that are usually under $2 or $3. They're made with refined sugar or high fructose corn syrup. All you have to do is flip it over and look at the label. The fact is that maple syrup is referred to as less bad of a version because it's like coconut and honey sugar. So if you're going to sweeten up your pancakes, you're better off using a tiny little bit of maple syrup. Now, if you've ever had real maple syrup, it is not thick and gloppy like the syrups that we're used to getting at the pancake houses. Those are the ones that are loaded with the high fructose corn syrup. Corn syrup is what gives it that thick gloppiness that we love. Maple syrup is different because it is not refined syrup and it contains antioxidants and minerals. So if you're going to sweeten anything up, go with the real pure maple syrup. Like I said, it is going to cost you a little bit more, but it's going to give you so many more health benefits. The ingredients alone in sugar-free syrup, I've always referred to this as a chemical storm. It is one of the easiest condiments, truly, that you can make at home if you just take the true maple syrup and put little dashes of it. Again, remember, we're so used to overloading. We're so used to putting tons and tons and tons of this on, and our taste buds get acclimated to that. So I surely hope that you will watch the labels, and I hope that these food fights will keep you staying healthier and on the healthier side. So tune into my show next week, because I have some food wars coming up. I have some comparisons on which foods are better, white eggs or brown, brown rice or white. So keep you thinking. So hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.